Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Friday, call him Joey Houdini, an escape artist par excellence. The president of the United States should have been vividly repudiated in the midterm election, just like his former boss, Barack Obama, was in 2010. Biden's party lost, but small. The red wave was mostly food coloring. With everything going wrong in America, that fictional wave should have drenched the White House. But no. Wednesday, Joey Houdini answered a few press questions as his wife sat 10 feet away. The president looked relaxed, said words, I can't remember them, but something about working with Republicans who he has defined as trying to destroy democracy. Anyway, Joe Biden has no idea why he wasn't hammered by voter unhappiness. He's just thrilled to live to screw up another day. Two things worked for the Democrats who were helpless on policy. First, the election denier thing, and second, abortion. Those items overshadowed inflation, violent crime, border chaos in the minds of millions of independent voters. Almost impossible to believe, but it is true. So now we the people will have to endure more incompetence from the escape artist who believes he's doing a heck of a job. And know this, Biden supporters, help is not on the way. Back in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.